I'm Marshall Terry. It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE. Scholars and fans around the world this year are marking 400 years since the death of the Bard.
Now is the winter of our discontent, made glorious summer by this son of York.
That's Laurence Olivier playing the title character in the 1955 film adaptation of Richard III. As part of the anniversary, you can see the earliest known collection of Shakespeare's plays in Raleigh. The North Carolina Museum of History has on display what's known as the First Folio. Michelle Carr is with the museum. She says the book is what helped to preserve the work of Shakespeare for later generations.
About half of Shakespeare's plays were published during his lifetime, half were not. The folio was published 7 years after his death, so it is the first compilation. There are actually two plays that were left out. They're called the Lost Plays, and at the time of his death, there was not clear consensus on whether he wrote them. So this is the first compilation of all the work that was considered his plays at that time.
Now, can you describe the actual manuscript that you have there at the museum? I've seen pictures of it. I know it's a book, but it's 400 years old. is it faded? Can you read what it says?
You can definitely read what it says. It's considered a large book. That is one definition of the word folio, but it is a little smaller than most folios. Most folios of the period were about 15 inches in height, and this one's about 12 and a half inches, which is still double the size of a quarto, so much larger than most books at the time. The book has over 900 pages in it, a double column. There are a few illustrations. There is a printing of Shakespeare that was actually done by a man named Martin Droughshot when he was 22 years old. And since this book was put together by two of Shakespeare's acting colleagues, it's believed that they selected this image. They must have felt it was very accurate. So it's considered one of the two most accurate representations we have of Shakespeare today, this image and his bust on his burial monument in Stratford-on-Avon.
And I'm sure, because it is so old, it must be fragile, right?
It is fragile, and it's something you treat very carefully. It's rare. I should say that when this book was printed, they printed about 750 copies of this first folio. Of that today, we know where maybe 233 of them are, and 82 belong to the Folger Library in Washington, D.C. It's the largest single collection of the folios in the world, and they are touring about 16 to 18 of them across the nation this year because it's to commemorate the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's death. So these books are incredibly rare. They're also quite valuable. The last time one went up for auction, it went for over $5 million.
Wow, that's quite a bit of money. So maybe this is a stupid question, but the public can't touch the book that you have, right?
No, they cannot. I'm sorry to say. I wish we could let them. I wish I could touch the book. It is open so that you can read it. It's actually open to a passage in Hamlet, so you could read the famous "to be or not to be" speech. And there's a deliberate choice in that. This is an example of how Shakespeare's work, much of it not being published during his lifetime, there were what I call sort of bootleg copies. There were other people publishing. He didn't publish any of his plays. So the 18 that were published during his lifetime were published by other people, not necessarily with his approval. In fact, probably without his approval. And so it was based on scripts that people were able to get, maybe bribing actors, or their own memory of the play, which meant that there were wide discrepancies in the text. This is why we consider this the definitive Shakespeare. If you have any questions about the text, generally you go back to the first folio, since it was put together by two of his colleagues. But going back to the Hamlet speech, that's possibly "to be or not to be," that is the question. Maybe one of the most quoted lines in literature, but in some of the earlier quarto versions, the line read, "to be or not to be, aye, that is the point." And so we now say, no, Shakespeare wrote, "that is the question," and they're able to discern that, but that's the actual text in the folio. So we have it open to that passage.
What are the logistics like to transport something like this and then to actually put it on display? I mean, I imagine it's pretty rigorous, right?
It is rigorous, and a lot of it was done in secrecy because of the security. We were not able to announce when the folio actually arrived in our building. We could not take photographs of it being uncrated or put on display. Something we often do, we sort of show an exhibit in process. For security reasons, the folder did not want us to do that. So we had to keep very hush-hush on this piece. And it does travel with security and with staff from the folder. They handle it. They do the installation. And when it's time to move to the next location, their staff will come back and deinstall the exhibit. So really only the folder staff is handling the folio.
Wow, that's amazing. So much you know, uproar over just a book. It's really incredible when you think about it. Thank you very much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
That's Michelle Carr with the North Carolina Museum of History in Raleigh. You can see the first folio on display at the museum through May 30th.